So what determines whether your system will follow up shear or down shear movement? You need to know that first before you can forecast MCS motion. Well, forward propagating systems tend to occur in more unstable air, which are our mid-level air that makes the cold pool stronger. They also tend to occur along a more progressive boundary, which is a result of the fact that the larger scale flow, the flow that's advecting it, is perpendicular to any ambient gradients in existing convection, a more frontogenetic environment. Backward propagating systems tend to occur in deeper moisture with less overall instability, which is another reason that they're big flash flood concerns, the deeper moisture. They tend to also be located along quasi-stationary boundaries due to the fact the flow is parallel to the gradients and the convection, a more frontolytic environment. So it's a combination of shear and instability, which of course are the processes that are producing advection and propagation.